Hello, Shanta? Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line for the Depo Provera lawsuit. I wanted to see if you had already found an attorney or if you were looking to participate today.
Looking to participate today.
Were you the one that had taken the Depo shots?
Yes, I am.
After taking the shots, were you ever diagnosed or experienced any severe symptoms or side effects?
Like a little brain tumor.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Were you diagnosed with meningioma? I'm so sorry. Okay, well, we're going to try to see if we are able to assist you here, okay? And you stated that you did not already find an attorney. Is that right? Okay, and are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you hadn't signed documents with any other law firm, is that right?
No, yes, I am.
Okay, when were you diagnosed with your meningioma?
On April 10th, 2015.
April 10th, 2015, okay. Was it meningioma of the brain or the spine?
You said brain.
Brain, okay. And I have the diagnosis date here as April 10th of 2015, is that right? Okay. And do you recall how they had diagnosed you? Was it through CT scan, MRI, or both?
CT scan and MRI.
Both of them. Okay, got it. And what's your date of birth?
September 19, 1986.
Okay, and you said that was September the 19th of 1986. Is that correct? Okay. Besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was affected by Depo Provera or not to your knowledge?
No, ma'am.
Not to your knowledge.
Not to my knowledge.
Was it the name brand Depo Provera that you were using?
Pfizer.
Pfizer. Okay, got it. Okay. And now, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 full year, meaning you had at least 4 separate injections?
Yeah, I had it. I was taking it.
Yeah, okay. So yes to both being over a year and having at least 4 injections. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and when did you
start? I started in June 2012, and I stopped in April 2015.
Right when you were diagnosed. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put for the start date of when you use it from June 1st of 2012 and the end date of April the 1st of 2015. Is that completely accurate to you? Okay, thank you so much. For HIPAA purposes, for our consent forms, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you so much. And Shanta, I have your first name here as Shanta. That's S-H-A-N-T-A, last name Wilson. Is that right? Okay. Do you also go by a middle name or middle initial or just first and last name? No. Okay.
Just first and last.
Perfect. And social?
Huh?
Your social security number, please.
You need that too?
I do, just because we are going to be pulling your medical records, but if you don't feel comfortable sharing the whole thing with me, I could just take the last four.
0904.
0904. Thank you so much. And I already have an email here for you, which is first name, last name, Shanta Wilson at yahoo.com. Is that right? Okay. And this is going to be the best phone number for you, 601-702-1929. Is that right? What is the best address for you?
1010 Chester Road.
Did you say that was, I'm sorry, did you say that was 1010 Chester Road?
Justin, J-U-S-C-I-N.
J-U-S-T-I-N.
Hermavia.
It's not popping up for me. Did you say it was 1010 Justin Road? And then Louisville, Texas, is that right?
Hermavia.
Hermanville, my apologies. Okay. Okay.
Justin Fair, J-U-S-T-I-N.
Perfect. And is there a unit number? Or no. Is it a house?
No.
Okay.
No, no.
I have 1010 Justin Road, Hermanville, Mississippi, 39086. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm going to go into the details for your meningioma. Before that point, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Alan Cole.
Alan Cole. Okay. Okay. Did you see him in Hattiesburg?
I was treated in Steamboat River in Gulfport.
Okay. Okay. But the doctor that diagnosed you, that was Dr. Alan Cole, is that right? Or was he the one that treated you?
He diagnosed me.
He diagnosed you? Okay. And you saw him?
He's the same doctor that treated me.
Okay, got it. And that would be Dr. Alan Cole in Hattiesburg. Is that right?
Gulfport, Mississippi.
Gulfport. Okay. That's weird. Let me try to see if I could find that. Okay. Gotcha. And did you see him at a hospital? What was the name of the hospital? Do you remember?
Singing River, Gulfport.
Would you be able to spell that for me?
S-I-N-G-I-N-G. River, R-I-V-E-R. Gulfport, G-U-L-L-P-O-R-T.
Thank you so much. Okay, thank you so much. I found the location. Okay. On Cohen Road. Is that right?
15-15-15-2-0-0 Community Road, Gulfport, Mississippi.
Thank you so much. Okay, and you said that he was the same doctor that treated you as well for the meningioma.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and put that information in. And in terms of the actual shots themselves, where was it or who was the doctor that prescribed you the depot shots?
Dr. Robert Harris.
Okay. Dr. Robert Harris. Okay. And did you also see him in Gulfport as well?
No, 501 Marshall Street. 600 Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
39202.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I found the information. And did he administer these shots to you directly, or did he prescribe them home and then you picked them up at a local pharmacy? He did them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay. All right. And at Dr. Cole's office, they are going to have the medical records that show your diagnosis there. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And in terms of the last thing here that we'll be needing is just an emergency contact. It can be anyone you'd like. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. It's just so that we have a secondary number on file.
Sarah Wilson.
And I am ready for Sarah's phone number whenever you have it.
601-535-7319.
Did you see that was 0319?
601-535-7319.
7319. Thank you so much. Okay, and who is Sarah to you?
My mama.
Thank you so much. All right. And I will go ahead and get this drafted up for us, the consent form. And let me ask you this. Okay. If I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Okay, you're on speaker.
Okay, perfect. In a moment here, I am going to be texting you the information here so that we can go ahead and send these consent forms to the attorneys so that they can pull the records for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you are confirming here that you are Shanta Wilson, residing at 1010 Justin Road, Hermanville, Mississippi, 39086. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
You are confirming that you are a female, and your date of birth is September 19, 1986, with the last
mm-hmm.
four of social as 0904. Is that all correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you are confirming that you did want to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today on the basis that you do qualify. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just sent this over to your text and email, which everyone pops in first on your phone. Go ahead and click on it.
Okay,
and when you do see that text message, it will say Hannah Pham wants to send you a link. Go ahead and click on that link. It should be the second text that's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, once you click on that link, the first question it asks you is, do you agree to SMS messages? It's just asking if it is okay for us to text you. The next one is going to be a security check. They do want to make sure that is your correct email. And if it is correct, go ahead and click continue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the next page, it'll say, please sign. Do you see where it says, I agree to electronic signature at the bottom?
Let me see. I'm trying to agree to pay all and reason expenses associated with the I'm trying to see, do I obtain anything out of this settlement?
Okay, do you see at the very top where it says start to begin? Excuse me, start to begin. Go ahead and click on the start button.
I did.
Okay.
I have to read also. I just can't sign. I don't know what I'm signing.
Yeah, of course. And if there's anything you want me to go over with you as you're looking over it, just let me know and I'll be able to explain it to you, okay? Sometimes with these type of documents, since it is very legal-based, the wording might be a bit confusing. So just go ahead and let me know if you want me to explain something further, okay?
I might be signing my life, so.
I completely understand, and, you know, I want to make sure that whatever you are reading, if you're not sure about what it is that it says, just let me know, and I'll be able to explain it. But typically, the common things I do hear is, you know, is there any fee or cost to this at all? And there is no cost out of pocket to you at all. So I just want to make sure that you are completely aware of that. Okay, so I did see that you did sign it, so let me just make sure everything looks good on here. Perfect. Okay. And for the initials, okay, that's great. Okay, so everything looks good here. But before I did move forward, just because we are almost done here, were there any questions you had about what it was that you did sign?
Yeah, what did I sign?
Yeah, so basically what it was is that the retainer, basically that means that at this point now, in the future, if anyone were to ask you about the Depo Provera case, you would just simply let them know that you already have representation, meaning that you already have a law firm that is working on your behalf for Depo Provera specifically. And the forms that you did sign, like I said before, it was the HIPAA consent forms, which means that that is the authorization that they need in order to request for your medical records from the hospital that you were diagnosed and treated at.
Okay.
Yep, and that's basically the gist of it. At this point, you don't have to do anything from now until the next 4 days, so it might be the beginning of next week. Someone from the law firm is going to be contacting you to do an introductory phone call. It usually just takes about 5 minutes, but it is very important that they do have that phone call with you before they start pulling your records. So if they do reach out, just make sure you get back to them. If you're super busy, that's perfectly fine. Just get back to them when they do leave a message for you, okay?
Okay.
And that's basically it. In a moment here, I am also going to be texting you with my direct number. So in case you ever have questions or want updates on the case, just go ahead and shoot me a text or give me a call, and I'll be able to assist you. Okay, Shanta?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time today. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but we do look forward to getting you some justice here, okay?
Thank you.
Yep, you have a lovely day and happy holidays.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.